Once a Michigander, always a Michigander, even if you've moved away from the Mitten State. That's the idea that underpins a brand new website and social networks called Mitten Stretcher. It's designed to bring Michiganders together, no matter where we may now be living. Mark Serra is the founder of the Mitten Stretcher community and mittenstretcher.com, and he joins us now from Ypsilanti. Hi, Mark.
Hello.
Well, you say you wanted to create an outlet for pride. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, I think that folks from Michigan are a little bit more adamant about where they're from. They're so proud to be from here. And whether you're here in Michigan or, you know, traveling somewhere else, anytime you run into someone from this state, you notice how proud they are to be from here. With the economic downturn and some of the challenges that we've seen and people having to leave for whatever reason, you know, a lot of that had to do with jobs and things. But, you know, I wanted to give people a place to come together and say, hey, there's a lot of great things going on here. I had to leave, but I'm proud to be from here. And let's connect based on that, using that as a common bond to do so, and creating this kind of informed, engaged community.
Give us an idea of what this community looks like. I know you've got the website, you've got mittenstretcher.com, and you have the Mitten Stretcher community.
The community itself would operate like a social network where you can go on and you can create and join groups. You can post things, and then you can follow posts. You can comment on them. You can follow people. It would be like a bare bones version of something else that you might see through with, you know, Facebook or Twitter or something.
Okay.
But it's really it's very niche-y. It's Michigan based. So the idea is, you know what? I'd live in Arizona, for example. So I can go on here and start an Arizona group, and then connect with other, you know, Michiganders in Arizona. It's a process, you know. We've only been launched for 3 weeks at this point,
mm-hmm.
But we've got some good things in place for the next few months to get out in front of people, and you know, kind of direct them there, let them know what's happening. You know, it's going to be a process, but we feel like creating this informed, engaged Michigan, worldwide Michigan community, you know, could really have a positive impact back here at home. And that's why on the mittenstretcher.com side of this thing, they're connected. I mean, mm-hmm. Even the logins work together and everything. But when you're on mittenstretcher.com, you're reading stories of progress and pride and positivity here from Michigan, and even stories of those who have had to move away and who are doing great things in other places around the globe. So,
give me an idea of some of the stories that you found that you already have up on mittenstretcher.com, knowing that, you know, like you say, you've just launched it a few weeks ago, so it's still taking its baby steps. But what kind of stories have you found?
Yeah, I mean, you know, we've captured some great things from business. I mean, we've talked to some local breweries. I know the Michigan craft beer movement is very big right now. Interviewed Shinola, the great story out of Detroit, with they make bicycles, watches, and leather goods. And then, I mean, that's just a drop in the bucket.
Sure.
Of things that we have. And then we've also interviewed folks who have had to move away from the state, and we have a section called Mitten Pride Worldwide. And like this week, we posted a story of a young man who's a Michigan native who's kind of migrated west, and he's now working for Microsoft. So a really cool story there about a guy who's super proud to be from Michigan and now working out in Seattle. And last week we talked to a guy from Wolverine country who now works for Ohio State University. So that was a pretty interesting story to tell, you know. But, you know, it's all about pride, positivity, progress, you know, and then saying, hey, let's connect based on that. You know, let's start and change some conversations, connect the people. And then we have bigger plans for this thing, too. You know, I think maybe eventually it could be used as a tool, even on the economic development side of things, being able to, you know, reattract some talent back to our state. It's a reminder that the door is always open.
In fact, do you find as you are getting in touch with the Michigan diaspora, if you will, the folks who are elsewhere, is there that idea in many people's minds that they'd like to get back here?
Oh, absolutely. I actually was just having a conversation the other day with a gentleman in Kansas City, and he was telling me, he's like, gosh, I really hope that this is the tool that helps me get back, because, you know, he had some issues finding a job here, and now he's employed in Kansas City. But, yeah, I think that's the common theme, is that a lot of people want to come back, you know, and they're just looking for the right time to do so, whether that be for family or jobs or what have you. But it's also interesting to see on the other side of that when You know, people get frustrated sometimes, and they're like, oh, I couldn't find a job or whatever, so I have to leave. And then they may have some sort of negative feeling towards the state rate when they leave, and then they move away, and then, boom, they're so proud to be from here again. They're like, it's like a day and night thing. They were frustrated because they had to leave, and they might have had a little bit of animosity towards the good old Mitten, but then, you know, they get somewhere else, and it's Michigan pride all over again.
Boy, it strikes me how social media has just upended the experience of having to move away from home, where once upon a time you relied on mom to maybe send you some clearly outdated copies of your local paper, like the Detroit Free Press or the Detroit News. Or
exactly.
Traverse City Record Eagle, whatever. You're getting it, and you pounce on it because it's a scrap of information from home. So,
absolutely. That's the joy of social media, and I think, you know, what we're trying to do here is say this is a little bit more meaningful. You know, we're not going to hammer you with a bunch of watered-down information and like you might see on Facebook. And granted, I dive into it every day, too. But, but you know, you're not going to see that because we're connecting for a purpose. And then we're also here to say, listen, we understand that there's value in real relationships. And we're going to be putting together some plans for the fall to actually create some Michigan-based events outside of Michigan, too, and actually connect some people in real life. So we're really excited about that, too.
Mark Serra is the founder of the Mitten Stretcher community. You can learn plenty more by going to mittenstretcher.com. That's all one word, mittenstretcher.com. Mark, thank you so much, and keep us posted on how you're doing with the site and with the community.
Cindy, thank you. I appreciate it.